wonder if you remember the interview I did a couple of weeks ago now with the unholy pilgrim, Tom Trumbull, about his experience on the pilgrimage, the Camino de Santiago de Compostela. Well, you might also call today's listener an unholy pilgrim. George Quinn found himself on a religious pilgrimage of a different kind in Indonesia, and what began as work soon became a real passion. George joins us now. Hello, welcome to Life Matters, George.
Good morning, Angela.
Oh, it's very nice to talk to you. I loved your letter. You were obviously interested in what Tom had to say about his pilgrimage, and you said it was especially interesting for you to compare it with your own pilgrimage experiences in a completely different religious environment. So tell us where your pilgrimages have taken place.
Mostly on the island of Java in Indonesia. That's right next door to Australia, of course, and also on the neighbouring islands of Madura and in Bali as well.
Mm-hmm. And what took you there?
Well, initially, I'm an academic, or I was before I retired, and I was doing research on the literature of the people of Java, and I found that they had all sorts of stories that were handed down through sacred sites. So I went to some of these sacred sites just to see where the stories came from, and as I went from site to site, and I've been to many now, I gradually became, shall we say, addicted to the pilgrimage experience.
Why?
Well, there are all sorts of reasons. It's partly because it's so different from Australia. When you go to these pilgrimage sites, you're in a completely different cultural environment. Hardly any of the pilgrims speak English. They're all Muslims. These are Islamic pilgrimage sites. And they are there to pay their respects to Islamic saints. And they are there partly also to create a sense of community as a group of pilgrims. There are all sorts of reasons why they go there. And many of them go to these pilgrimage sites to try and solve their personal problems. So pilgrimage sites are like a kind of social barometer. And if you talk to people there, you can find out all sorts of things that they are experiencing, good and bad, in society at large.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you're able to speak to them in their own language, aren't you? That must make a huge difference.
That's right, yes. This is one of the areas where you really need to know the language concerned. You can't access this particular phenomenon just using English. There are very few English speakers among the pilgrims who go to these sites.
Yes. And so, George, has this given you an insight into Islam, into the religion?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Islam, my experience at these sites is that Islam in Indonesia is very, very tolerant and very open. That's the first thing that strikes you. I've been to more than 100 of these pilgrimage sites in Java, and not one single time have I, a non-Muslim, have I ever been refused entry. In fact, I've never even been greeted coldly at any of these sites. That's the first thing that strikes you. And the other thing that strikes you is that if people often say to me, oh, are you a Muslim? And I say, well, no, I'm not, but I'm interested in finding out about Islam. And once you say that, the floodgates open, and you realize that Muslims are sort of, they think that the rest of the world doesn't listen to them. And they're absolutely right in that respect, you know. They have our culture, global culture, the culture of the West, in their face every minute of the day, almost. But the opposite is not the case. They never get to sort of talk back. So when you say, I'm interested in finding out what you're on about, the floodgates open.
Mm-hmm. George, when I spoke to Tom, he was quite taken by the hospitality that he was shown along the way and the people that he met. Do you find that as well in Indonesia?
Oh, absolutely, yes. As I said, these pilgrimage sites are very, very open. And the people are extremely hospitable. They like nothing more than to sit down and chat, to go into a nearby coffee shop and to have a cup of coffee with you. People there are very, very hospitable. But the pilgrimage experience is a bit different from what Tom experienced in Spain, I think, where he actually walked over long distances to Santiago de Compostela, and he stayed in dormitories on the way and so on and met a lot of other pilgrims. In Indonesia, the pilgrims tend to go to their sites in buses. There's very little actually walking along the roads. It would be quite dangerous, actually, in Indonesia to walk the roads to the pilgrimage sites. So they go in buses in groups, And if you want to get to know people, then you meet them at the site itself, and that's a very interesting experience.
And what do you actually find when you get there at these sites?
Well, there's a huge variety of things, Angela. Some of the sites are obviously ancient, with old walls and roofed gates, with the burial chambers like the grave may be like a house within a house, and sometimes a house within a house within a house, under a pyramid roof with wooden tiles in the Javanese style. But others are quite plain. There might be the site of the burial place of a saint, for example, who's just in an open field with a fence around it. And when you go there, you think, well, there's nothing very spectacular about this. But then people will tell you the story. Mm-hmm. And the story is the saint refused to allow a roof to be built over his burial site. He wanted to lie open to the sky. So you really need to know the stories in order to understand the significance of some of these very simple, what appear to be at the first glance, very plain, austere sites.
Yes. And how does it affect you? What do you feel when you visit these places?
Well, quite a range of emotions, actually. In some instances, it's very noisy because the pilgrims go into the gravesite and sit beside the grave, and they chant verses from the Quran, or they chant what's called zikr or tahlil chants. So it can be quite noisy, but on other occasions it's very quiet and you feel a sense of calm and relief, and you know that you're in a special kind of place. Many people go to these places not because they're terribly interested in history. They often know very little about the history of the sites, but simply because they feel that there's something special about the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you can absorb a bit of that special atmosphere when you go there, even a foreigner like me.
Mm. Oh, it's been fascinating to talk to you. Thank you so much, George, and thanks for getting in touch with us so that you could be our listener on the radio today. All the best.
Thank you very much.
All the best. George Quinn, our Life Matters listener today.